USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting a short time ago about the midterm election results, saying that so many people have congratulated him on the big victories last night. Republicans appearing to increase their majority in the U.S. Senate, though Democrats did regain control of the U.S. House. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the way things went, the president may end up working with Democrats more closely.
First of all, this is a resounding victory for the president. He's gaining seats in the Senate, and he lost some seats in the House, but it was not a blue wave.
As for governor's races, it was kind of a toss-up. Republicans getting high-profile wins in Florida, and it looks now like Georgia may go their way as well. But Democrats gained gubernatorial seats in Kansas and Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A familiar political voice. He was a governor, and he ran for the White House, and now he'll be in the U.S. Senate.
The victory tonight is more than a victory of a candidate for the United States Senate. I believe it's a call for greater dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney, the winner of the seat that's been held by longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, the favorite in the race, held a large lead in statewide polls over his Democratic challenger, Jenny Wilson.
It is also a call for action. Action on items that are long past due. Action to finally get us on a path to a balanced budget. Action to reform our immigration system.
To New York, where a big U.S. House race goes to Democrats on Staten Island as Max Rose defeats Republican incumbent Dan Donovan. The district had voted in favor of President Trump in 2016. And you're listening to midterm election coverage on USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats hold on to a seat in the U.S. Senate as Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wins re-election over her opponent, Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir. Baldwin says she wants to work together as a country.
They sent a clear message in this election that they don't want politicians to play politics with their service and their sacrifice. They want us to respect it by working together across party lines to solve problems. That is what I have done as your senator, and that is what I'm going to continue to do.
Also, Michigan senior U.S. Senator Democrat Debbie Stabenow is heading to Capitol Hill for a fourth term. She defeated Republican newcomer John James. And West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is now calling for an end to the intense partisanship after he wins re-election. The Democrat defeating Republican challenger Patrick Morrisey in a race the GOP was hoping to pick off as President Trump had dominated in that state in 2016. And in some non-election news, more than 50 Lowe's stores in the U.S. and Canada are closing their doors in the next few months. The home improvement chain announcing it will be shutting down 20 underperforming U.S. stores early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.